CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard will now be in the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGQ portion. We're going to go through the pre-net check-in list first. We have no Echolink stations, but if we have some after that, we'll go to the Echolink stations, and then we'll go to RF. We are going to check for brand new amateur radio operators as well. Net Control would like to recognize on the pre-net check-in list, W4FCM, that's Fred, he's over in Traveler's Rest, bringing with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. And KI4LZI, that's Andy. He's over in Table Rock. Good to have you with us tonight, Andy. Do appreciate you taking the time to use that pre-net check-in capability. And N1DMB, that's David, over in northern Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Hope all's, well, Five Forks. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Hope you're doing well. K4OSH, that's Pat. He's over in Malden. Good to have you with us tonight, Pat. Hope you're doing well. KC4W, that's Bill and Anderson. Good to have you with us tonight, Bill. KG4WNP, that's Landon. And Landon tonight is in Liberty. Good to have you with us tonight, Landon. Appreciate you taking the time to use the pre-net check-in capability. Now we're going to check for brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net or maybe have only checked in once or twice and really are unsure of the protocol and may have a question or two and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It's your turn now. Just call W4DJW and I'll take it from there. Okay, no new amateur radio operators or just haven't quite got past that mic fright stage, which we all go through that. So no embarrassment there. Everybody goes through that. That's just a thing. Nothing to worry about. But do look forward to all those new hams that are passing their ham tests and getting their certificates. Checking into the net in the evenings. Let's see. Next up on, there's no Echolink stations. We've got the pre-net. We're going to go to the RF section. And tonight being Friday night, we're going to begin with Uniform through Zulu. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters U through Z would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Dave. I'm last in the alphabet, but first on the check-in on RF tonight. This is Kilo 4, Zulu, Zulu, X-ray. K4ZZX. Name is Steve. We're at the base of Paris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County tonight. And we're just passing through. And we got a little bit of third-party traffic from my almost two-year-old granddaughter. So that's about all we've got on this end. 73 to you, all on the net. And, Dave, we appreciate what you do for the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4ZZX. That's Steve over at the base of Paris Mountain in Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve. And that kind of third-party traffic is always welcome. That's the next generation. You got to take care of those little ones, right? They're the ones that are going to replace us. So that's our replacements. Got to take really good special care of them. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Take care. Stay safe. Any other stations in the Uniform through Zulu group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll pop it on up to the top of the alphabet, A through D. Says to the first letter suffix of their call that begins with letters A through D. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter. Kilo, Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in
deep
muck, and we'll all be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick, bring with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle, all over in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hey. Do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, we're starting out kind of lean and mean tonight. We'll go ahead and pop it on up to the Echo Through Hotel group. Station with the first letter, suffix their call. It begins the letters E through H. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Tube Internet. Call W4DJW.
In and out, Kilo, Oscar, 4, Golf, Alpha, Romeo, KO4, GAR, David in Clover, South Carolina.
Again, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry and Candler, and we'll stick around and see if we can't put a little bit of red streaks in that white stuff that they call lean bacon.
Check in Wendy in Simpsonville, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4, HTP, LB negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet Bravo, W2MJB. He will also be negative and negative. Thank you for calling the net.
Okay, net control, like to recognize KO4GAR. That's David booming in here from Clover, South Carolina this evening. David, you sound good. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us tonight. KC4EZN, that's Harry up in Candler, got you down for comments, Harry. You're going to put some red meat in the those lean white streaks. Appreciate that, Harry. I got you down for comments. We will be back to you in just a little bit. KM4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. All the way back home from southern Utah or northern Utah. I forget which one it was. Over in the Rocky Mountains. Hope your flight went well, Wendy. And Wendy's bringing with her W2MJB. That's Mark. They're in Simpsonville tonight. Good to have you back home, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello. Do appreciate you taking time to check in. And appreciate all you and Mark do for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net on Sundays and Mondays. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll pop it on up to the India Through Lima group. Stations with the first letter suffix are called that begins with letters I through L. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW. Low Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
For DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Just mark us in and out, if you would, please. Want to make a special welcome back home to Wendy. We missed you, and good to have you back. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
JW. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, Duncan in Asheville, no traffic, no comment, and 73 to everybody on the net.
WDJW, Tony in Tigerville, Kilo 4, Lima, Papa Sierra, I'll be negative and negative.
W, please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Lima, Alpha, Oscar, Jim, and Traveler's Rest. I'll be negative and negative, and 73 to all on the net.
DJW. And Kilo, Oscar, 4, Juliet, Quebec, Yankee, Joe and Taylor's, negative, negative, 73s.
Okay, now that's a good group. Net control, like to recognize. KK4JFO, that's James starting off a good group from Tuxedo tonight. Sounding good, James. Appreciate you taking the time to be here and hope you're doing well. KK4JBQ, that's Larry bringing with him. KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. You're sounding good tonight, Larry. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this evening. KO4JKV, that's Duncan. Duncan, you sound really good from Asheville tonight. Barely any white noise in there at all. Good to have you with us. Sounding good. KK4LPS, that's Tony over in Tigerville. Good to have you with us tonight, Tony. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. KO4LAO, that's Jim. He's over in Travelers Rest. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. You're sounding good. KO4JQY, that's Joe and Taylor. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations in the India Through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group. We're going to move to the Mike Through Papa group. And by the way, if you have Echolink running, not Echolink, if you have APRS running and you want to send a text message via APRS just to see if you can get through, that's running here too, so APRS messages or Echolink, either one will work. You've got an apron station just sitting there doing nothing. Just feel like reaching over there and punching in a few keystrokes. Send me a message to W4DJW, and we'll get you checked into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're going to go up to the Mike through Papa group now. Station with the first letter, suffix their call, begins with letters M through P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt, Blake, Bowen, and Inman. I'll stick around for a little ride, Jew.
For GJW. Oscar 4, Oscar, Lima, Kilo, Steve Jones from Greer. Traffic is negative, and I'll be listening for RagJew. And I may send you a message on APRS just to see what happens.
Okay, net control lock recognized. K4OIM, that's Walt over in Emmen at Lake Bowen. Good to have you with us tonight, Walt. I do have you down for comments, so we will be back to you in just a little bit. And KO4OLK, that's Stephen over in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Stephen. I'll be watching out or listening. It sounds like a cuckoo clock bird going off when somebody sends me the message, so you can't miss it. Anyway, appreciate it. I like to play around with that kind of technology. It's old technology, but it's still fun technology. Good to have you with us tonight, Stephen. Take care. Stay safe. Any other stations in the Mike through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, this is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Hotel. Name is Mike, located in Pickens, South Carolina. No traffic.
Okay, net control lock to recognize KE8MH. That's Mike over in Pickens, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Mike. Hope you're doing well this evening. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations in the Mike through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, this is M4WHM, Hartwell, Georgia. Bill, I'll be negative and negative. 73s.
Okay, net control lock to recognize N4WHM. That's Bill over in Hartwell, Georgia. Good to have you with us tonight, Bill. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. Hope it's nice out there on the water, if you're down there close to the water anyway. Take care. Stay safe. Let's go ahead and bump it to the Quebec Blue Tango group. Stationed with the first letter, the suffix of their call that begins with letters Q through T. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Please check in Alpha, Alpha 4, Romeo Mike, A4RM. I'm Robert in Easley, negative, negative.
Okay, net control lock to recognize AA4RM. That's Robert, booming in from Easley tonight. Good to have you with us tonight, Robert. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. Tell Bonnie we said hello. And there was another station that keyed up, but I didn't get any audio. So try it again. We'd like to get you checked in. Quebec through Tango. Net control lock to recognize N0TR. That's Tom, who is up past his bedtime in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. Didn't expect to hear you on here, but it's a nice surprise when you do pop in here. Appreciate you being there this evening. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet. A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Net control. Net control, please log in. Kilo 4RLX, November 4, Romeo Lima, X-ray. Pilot, cross anchor, negative and negative.
Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, Richard and Grable. No traffic, no round table.
W4DJW. Please check in Whiskey 4, Alpha. This is AK, I'm in Easley. Negative, negative.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo Charlie Lima, KO4KCL, Barrett, Clemson. Negative and negative.
DJW, N0TR, recheck when you get time to.
Okay, Tom, be right with you just a second. Net control lock recognize N4RLX. That's Pilot. He's over in Cross Anchor. Good to have you with us tonight, Pilot. Hope you're doing well. K4ROW, that's Richard in Greenville. Sounding good, Richard. Appreciate you being here tonight. W48KG, that's AK and Easley. Sounding good as usual, AK. Appreciate you being there. And KO4KCL, that's Barrett, who's over in Clemson. Good to have you this night, Barrett. Hope all's going well with you. Go ahead, Tom.
That's all right, Dave. I had a mask on, was just entering the car in front of Lowe's, and just hope I called here real quick. I apologize for that. But this is NGRL-TR, Tom and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative. And a question, do you have a license as a skin diver for a roto-rooter? I had to come and get some drain cleaner, Dave.
Okay, Tom, we got you checked in till Bernice we said hello. And no, I don't have a license to be diving, but I hope you get that drain problem cleared out pretty quick, Tom. You guys be careful on the way home. Take care. Stay safe. Let's see. Any other stations? We're all the way through the alphabet now. A through Z, Z through A. If I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. So I just have a question. Barrett, KO4KECL, if you're still out there. Are you a member of the Clemson Amateur Radio Club?
KO4KECL. No, sir. I'm acquainted with some of the members thereof, but I'm not a member myself.
Okay, because they keep advertising over APRS that the squirrels are eating their coax. I thought you might know the story behind that, but maybe not if you're not a member of the club. Have you heard that? Have you heard anything about that?
Nothing specific about them getting into the coax. So with the squirrels around Clemson, they tend to be vicious and into everything, so I can imagine.
Okay, just thought I'd throw that out there. I've been watching that. I usually watch the APR screen throughout the day, and people send all kinds of messages across to there. You'd be surprised what's going on. It's all like a whole other world out there in APR's land. And I just found that really interesting that they just keep on saying that over and over again. Anyway, take your shit. You're being with us tonight. One last call before we shut down the formal portion of the alphabet, or all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Before DJW, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 November Hotel. Name here is Fred. Also, please check in Kilo India 4 Mike Romeo Alpha, also named Fred. We're both currently in Fayetteville, North Carolina. We'll both be negative and negative as well.
Okay, now control lock to recognize KO4 NNH, that's Fred. Bring with him KI4 MRA, that's Fred. They're both in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Tell Fred we said hello. You guys take care. Stay safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KC4EZN. That's Harry over in Candler. Harry, did you get a chance to do a profile view of the land between you and the mountain? Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Go ahead, check in.
I'm late, Dave. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Amy and all on the net.
Hey, Gary, we can always make room for you and Joy. Appreciate you being here. Neck control, I'd like to recognize KI4DOS. That's Gary. Bring with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. They're over in easily. Good to have you this night, Gary. Tell Joy we said hello. Back to you, Harry.
For DJW, KC4EZN, we'll let the repeater have its turn, too. Good evening, Dave, and everybody else. Kind of turned out a little bit better than it started. Don't have to put quite as much lean in that bacon now tonight. Anyway, I want to give you a little bit of a thank you. The last time we talked, I was relating some of my computer problems, and something you said triggered a thought in my head the next day, and after beating my head on the computer for about a week, I fixed it in 2 hours. I guess that's part of what they call a steep learning curve, but the thing that had not triggered in my mind, and I had seen it several times, read it, but it just didn't register, was when you are using a system image, it does not like to work with a hard drive smaller than the image was made from, and that's what I was attempting to do, so I broke down and went out and bought another one, solid state, that was the same size as the one that died, and 2 hours later, I was back in business with all my old software, and and just as happy as I could be. So whatever it was that you said that triggered that thought that made me realize where, you know, what I was not doing right, I thank you.
Well, the thing I was talking about, Harry, was the benefits of creating a full system image is that you can restore a full system image only takes a snapshot of the data that you're using. It doesn't look at the sectors and how many sectors to the end of the partition. It doesn't care about any of that. It just gathers up all the data, puts it in whatever space is required, into a full image backup. And then you can do a restore on a full image backup to anything. It can be half the size if that's all the data that it took to back it up. It can be a quarter of the size. So that's one of the benefits to doing a full image backup. That it gets your boot disk, it gets your restore partition, it gets your main partition, it gets the master boot record that's between the first and second partitions. It gets it all. And it doesn't care what size you restore it to. So while you have it running, it would be good to go in there and do a full system backup to some other hard drive, like maybe the one that you replaced, or if it still works. You know, just anything. I mean, even if you do it to something that you lose it, at least you reserve the opportunity to restore from that one to some other hardware somewhere else at some later point in time.
Well, that's what I thought I was doing, and basically, my level of programming is when I mash one of those buttons on the keyboard, I know that when I press the A button, an A appears somewhere on the screen. What happens between the tip of my finger and my eyeball, I cannot tell you, but basically I was just following the instructions built into Windows 10. And when it says, do you want to create a system image, I said yes, and took an empty hard drive and hooked it up, and it identified it, and, you know, was all happy, and I came back the next day, and it said it was done, and that was what I was using. So, and I also created the repair disk like it suggested, just, again, being sure I did everything the program said do. So I sort of thought that's what I was doing, but I had looked at at how big my C drive was. The hard drive that died was a 500 gig, and I was using like 180 gig according to a couple of different pieces of software. And I thought, okay, put a 240 gig solid state drive in there. They're not terribly expensive, and I'm not going to put my files on the same hard drive as the operating system. But anyway, that's what I thought I was doing, but every time I tried to do it, it would stick his tongue out at me, and it finally clicked, and so I went out and bought a 500 gig solid state hard drive, and like I say, it was just as happy as it could be. So don't know what I was or was not doing. I was just following the directions that Windows 10 had built in. But anyway, I turned out a happy camper, and like I say, whatever it was you said made my brain think. And like I said, the frustration was after having spent a week playing with it, it took me 2 hours to make it work once I had the pieces lined up. But anyway, that was... Let me catch up on a bunch of stuff that I had to lay aside. But anyway, we're headed in our second week of having had our vaccine shot. We got that last Thursday, and the only side effect that we have potentially thought about was for a day or two we felt just a little bit more tired than usual. I took a nap after lunch, which is not my custom. And it felt good, but I think we're beyond that, and right now I'm waiting on the yard to dry out enough to where I can ride my lawnmower over it. I've got about 8-inch tall grass, because last week was not a good grass cutting week. Just rained too much, and my yard is sloped, so I don't like to run the lawnmower as a riding mower over it when the ground is that soggy. The these turf saver tires they put on riding lawnmowers don't have a tremendous amount of grip, so sometimes it gets interesting. But beyond that, we're just sitting here tonight doing this and watching some interesting stations on FT8 on 17 meters. It's actually got a little bit going on, and the frustrating thing is I'm looking at the display reception report, and there's a guy out on Fiji's radio talking to his computer, identified by call sign. Now, I don't think he's there, but I was heard there, so be nice if somebody was there to talk to. But anyway, we're bouncing back in your court and see what else is happening. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Well, Harry, I'm glad you got your software back. That's a good feeling. And I got my modeler back, my 3D CAD-CAM modeling tool that I'm used to. I thought I was going to, I paid a few thousand bucks for that license, and I really didn't want to lose it. But I was ready. I wasn't going to do that again. I was ready to learn the freebie version. There's several freebie CAD-CAM modeling tools out there. And I already had it made up in my mind, okay, I'm going to bite the bullet, and I'm going to learn how to use this new software that's free. It might not be as good, but it'll get me by. But then when I got my license back, I called them down there in Florida at Bobcat and told them what was going on. And I got the old disc to fire up, and I got the old numbers off of it, and I was ready to give it to them. They said, oh, we don't have to have that. We'll just kill it on your old one. We'll just re-enable your new one. And I said, you mean I went through all this, and I didn't have to? And they said, yeah. Yeah, we can kill it right here, right now, on the old one. I said, well, great, kill it. So he killed it. He said, okay, your new one's ready to go. So I installed it the way it was supposed to be installed, and sure enough, it said activated. That's a really good feeling. I know you got a good feeling when yours you got your old software back, too. That's a good feeling. And I'm the same way. I live on a hill, a little bit of a hill. It slopes more in some areas of the yard than it does others. But there's this one area in the back where, like you were saying, if it's been raining any time recent, it will slip and slide a little bit if you turn to the right a little bit too soon. If you go on down a little bit where it starts to level out and then turn to the right, you'll be okay. But then you're cutting over the same grass multiple times, and that's a waste. You don't like to do that. So, and then getting back up the hill on the other side can be a little bit of a pain, too. And you don't want those. They're non-grip so that they don't tear the grass up when they slip. But then they slip. Six of one, half a dozen of another. That's just what you get. Mine's the same way. I've got some of the grass. There was a lot of shade last year in some areas, so I got some grass that was shade tolerant. And then I have the grass that's out in the sun, and the grass that was shade tolerant is green all year long. And the other grass turns white in the wintertime. So now all the grass is starting to turn green, starting to merge. But the grass that was green all winter, it needs cutting because it was growing. It's growing fast in the last few days. It's probably 6 inches taller than the other grass. So it looks kind of bad. I got to get out there tomorrow and do something about it. KC4 Easy, and back to you, W4DJW, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4DJW, KC4 Easy, and yeah, well, my grass is over my drain field, and when you pump a couple hundred gallons a day or whatever it does of nutrient-rich water, that grass takes off and it grows all year long. And this, I've already mowed it twice. Actually, I mowed the whole yard because it let me clean up the leaves and stuff that had fallen over the fall. But yeah, it's getting ready to be summer. I'm curious to see what happens tonight. It's supposed to get down into the high teens, low 20s. It got down to, I think my thermometer said 26 last night. And I've got three rhubarb plants that really like this warm weather. I had to actually go out and cut a couple of stems off of one of them because they were almost a foot long. And so I cut those off and stuck them in the refrigerator because then the rest of it I could cover up. I put some stuff over it, and I'm hoping if everything survives tonight, or maybe in another couple of weeks, I'll have enough to make a whole pie. But that's about it, I think, Dave. I say it. I learned more about computers than I wanted to know, and let's see, I have been in that old Dell M6300 a couple of times, and what was really interesting was I watched a YouTube video, and this guy took one apart, blew out the heat exchanger, showed how to clean it, put it back together, and I just sat there and watched the video and did what he did, and of course, that laptop is big enough that you can still see the parts and stuff in it. But learned a little bit more than I planned. So anyway, we'll turn it back to you. And if I think you got somebody else I know Walt's out there. I have not been avoiding him on Tuesday night. We've been teaching technician classes up here on Zoom, and as it turns out, with the Boy Scout merit badge courses I've been working on for the last almost 9 months, I'm the Zoom expert. Not that I know that much about it, but I've had more practice than the rest of them. So I sit on the side, and I'm the backup for the guy running the class, and I always sign in early because I think we have discovered if the host leaves, and that did happen during a thunderstorm, the host lost his internet connection, and it made me host automatically, and I had the PowerPoints and stuff already loaded, so the fella giving the presentation, we blinked a couple of times, and I brought it up and just kept on going, but it's a pretty good learning curve, but that was why I have not checked in with Walt. It's not that I don't like him and trying to avoid him, but we've been teaching classes on Tuesday and Thursday nights. And I don't know if Duncan is still listening, but we're giving tests April the 24th up here in Asheville. And he can... I think he knows the contact information, but if he's still listening, put April 24th on your calendar, Duncan. We're going to be giving a test, and it's basically you got to call and make a reservation, but it's open to any and all. And I think Randy, KI4VLW, will probably come on this net a little bit closer to that time and make a formal announcement. But anyway, this is just for Duncan. With that, Dave, we'll turn it back to you, W4DJW, KC4ECN.
Okay, Harry, well, don't forget, if you want to support Walt on Tuesday nights and you want to support Matt on Thursday nights and you got to be teaching classes, you can do the same thing that I forget to do when I'm stuck and I can't get away from work because they're on a bridge or something like that, or an emergency bridge. And that is the pre-check-in, right? You can pre-check-in with him before you get busy and, early in the morning if you want to, whatever time you want to throughout the day. And you can still let Walt know that you're participating in his net, but you're busy teaching a class. Same thing goes with Matt on Thursday nights. Anyway, thought I'd remind you that. I forget it all the time myself, too. I want to use it myself on nights that I can't get away, but I'm so busy doing something else I forget. That's just the way it goes. Appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion of the net tonight, and look forward to doing it again in the near term. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4GDJW. 040LK, recheck for Rag Chew.
Net control. Here is Kilo Charlie 4, Yankee Lima Charlie, David in Whitmire. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be in and out.
Okay, I've got KO4OLK down for comments, so Stephen will be back to you in just a little bit. We'll come back to you after Walt. You'll be the next one up after Walt. And Net Control would like to recognize KC4YLC. That's David over in Whitmire. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, the next one up is K4OIM. That's Walt over at Lake Bowen, Edmond, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Walt. What's going on in your world?
W4DJW, K4OIM. Dave, it's been so long since I was a kid, I forgot how they felt on Christmas morning. But boy, I do tonight. I've owned about every brand of radio made. But right now, I'm sitting here with
one Kenwood and three Yazoos. And UPS delivered this FT-950 this afternoon about 4 o'clock. And I didn't know they made radios like that. This thing has got the most awesome receive I've ever seen in my life on a radio. And I checked into the Ole Miss net, and they was wanting to know if I'd bought an amplifier. They thought I was still on the 450. But, man, I am proud of this 950. And y'all talking about cutting grass. I don't want him to talk about it. The neighbor said that couple that lived here in this house before my daughter bought it, they never did yard work, that the yard hadn't been picked up or cut in 4 years. And every time I start raking and burning leaves, it rains. So I have to wait a day or two. And then it's too windy for a day or two. But I've got a mess out there. I got to get my grandson out here after Easter. And next week it's supposed to be up in the 80s, they said, by Wednesday. But he's all hung up on getting. We got to gear up. I said, what do you mean gear up? We got to buy some fishing gear, Papa, and go fishing. He'll be 5 years old in about 3 weeks, and the boy ain't never been fishing, so Papa got to take him fishing.
Well, while I pulled up that FT-950, that is a nice-looking rig. I know you're going to enjoy that. And you'll have to let us know how that goes. It sounds like it's off to a good start with him thinking you were on an amp. And do take him fishing. I remember when I was his age and we were going fishing. We lived down here part of the time, lived up north part of the time. We went back and forth a lot. But while we were down here, we'd go up to Mount Pisgah and we'd go trout fishing in those streams up there. And we'd pull out what we caught was our supper. It was good. It was really good. All you need is a pan and a stick of butter and a fish and a knife to clean it with, and you got supper. Anyway, take him fishing, Walt. He'll remember that for the rest of his life.
A year ago, before I had this stroke, I went fishing every day. And nice trout in Lake Bowen up here. And since I had this stroke, I just ain't had the energy to go or didn't have the interest to go and all of that. But I'm making myself get out and do a little more. And I've been taking this liquid B12, and it's giving me more energy. But I got to go down to Columbia to a cardiologist. I've got a blockage in my neck, and I can't take it at night. I can't tell if I'll get in bed. And I have to get back up and look down to see if I've took my shoes and socks off. I cannot feel my shoes and socks. And my feet stay ice cold all the time. But they said they couldn't get me scheduled down there till May the 21st. But I'm going to give them a call Monday and tell them I'm just not able to ride that far with my neck to get me a cardiologist around Greenville or Spartanburg. I've got to go and get an upper GI done, and they found me a doctor down here in Spartanburg to do it next month. And I got to go over there tomorrow and get my second COVID shot. I'll be glad to get this stuff over with. And that's about all I got. Now I got to find me another desktop computer. I'm a member of the Ole Miss Net, and I've been a member with them about 4 years now, and I always thought Ole Miss Net had something to do with Mississippi or the University of Mississippi, and I had forgot my membership number, and I looked back at the roster last night and got my number. And Ole Miss stands for Ole Men's International Single Side Band. All these years, I didn't know that. But
My desktop that crashed, I still can't get the cursor back up on it. I've watched YouTube after YouTube, and they ain't nothing. And the Ole Miss net, they use NetLogger. And NetLogger says for security reasons, they will not let you download their software on a laptop or a smartphone. It's got to be a desktop. So I can't even get back on the net and see what state I'm wanting to talk to, because that's mainly what it's for. The stations check in with their number and tell if they're up or open. And if you need that state for your worked all states, you give them a call. If they ain't no relay, and it's you got to talk to them, and then they confirm you using NetLogger and QRZ Logger, and nine times out of ten they'll send you a QSL card too. I asked Steve day before yesterday, he was over here at the shack. I said, Steve, since I moved, what am I going to do with about 300 QSL cards with the wrong address on them? And that's about all I got tonight, Dave. I know you got somebody else there waiting to get up on the stump. So I'll say 7-3s on your final. W4DJW K4OIM. 7-3s, Dave.
Okay, Walt. Well, we do appreciate you hanging around for the RagChew portion of the Met, and I know you're going to enjoy that new radio, or those new radios, right? You're going to take them one at a time and just squeeze all the enjoyment out of them you can, and do take your grandson fishing, because he'll enjoy that, and you'll enjoy that, too. That's the best eating I ever had in my life, is pulling fish out of the river, cleaning them, and that was your supper. That's the best eating ever. Better than any gourmet restaurant out there. Anyway, appreciate you hanging around for the RagChew portion of the Net. Take care. Stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Comment, Dave.
Go ahead, Walt.
You're listening. I've been calling the net enough now that check in. I miss them. I call, I stuck around for RagChew Wednesday night with Gary. I said, Gary, if you and Joy had checked in, I would have had 50 check-ins last night. But he said he had company over a friend of his he hadn't saw in about 35 years, and he just couldn't get away from him to get on the radio. But, yeah, I'm enjoying calling Ned. I'm getting used to it, Dave. So 7-3, that's all I got.
Okay, well, yeah, it does get to be, it does get to a point to where it tips over from being something that you're nervous about to something that you enjoy. So I can relate to that. I can fully relate to that. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. Okay, next one up on the stump this evening is Stephen, KO4OLK, called W4DJW, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW, this is KO4OLK. Got a couple of questions tonight. First of all, did you get my APRS message?
Okay, I did not. I have to scroll to a different, so I've got like six desktops going here. So I have to scroll over to another desktop to see what messages I have. Are you using a suffix? Do you have like a dash 6 or a dash 9 or something like that on your call sign?
In negative.
So you're using KO4OLK, plain, like that. So I am sending you a message, a test, as we speak. Okay, it's being transmitted. It went through its first transmission. It'll do like four times to see if it makes it to you. And then if that makes it to you, you can use the reverse path to get back to me. Does that make sense?
I received your test as I have you searched and pulled up, and I opened up a keyboard and sent three lines of text, and I thought I hit send, but I'm not sure how to send on this thing.
Okay, so we do have a path, and it's pretty quick, right? Because it got to you really, really quick. So you may have a way to hit reply, like just type in a word or two and hit reply and see what happens to that message. Like double-click on it. I don't know what software you're using.
I've loaded is APRS SPRO version 3.29, build 92.
So on the message that I sent to you, does it have a button for responding, for replying to a message that's incoming?
No, it doesn't. I've got a little box down here that I was able to type my text into, and it's got a PTT button on it, but it's grayed out.
So it probably wants the default path. So some software calls that Digi, and if you put your cursor, if there's a field that is empty, that's blank, and it's labeled DIGI, Digi. If you just type in Y2-2, then maybe your PTT button will become ungrayed out and allow you to push it.
Sounds like something that I would find in settings.
Well, some of us in settings, so it's usually something that you can change on the fly. You don't, because sometimes you want it to go a long way, and sometimes you want it to go just a hop or two. So, they do allow a lot of the software, not all of it, but a lot of the software will allow you to set that by message rather than one time globally for all messages.
Can you say that setting again?
On the software that I'm using, it's called Digi, D-I-G-I, and what it means is the path that you're going to return. You have a default path in your configuration. You probably set that to Y2-2, which is the new format, which is now an old format, but it was new when it first came out, so they still call it new. But then there's also, when you're replying to somebody or you're sending a message, it usually puts that field out there and allows you to type it in manually, because you really want to pick just the number of hops that you want it to go, rather than, you know, sending it 9 hops every time when 2 hops will do.
Getting way over my head. I'm probably just going to have to get on Google and see if I can find a few more videos about this thing.
Well, that is half the fun of it, is learning how it works. Right? So, yeah, probably Google or YouTube or something like that and see what somebody else is doing. It's probably just one small check mark or one small selection that you got to make that'll ungrade that PTT button so that you can hit the send button on it. And it should work. But we do know that we're talking probably through the Caesar's Head Digipeater. Right? It's probably going up there, not going straight from my house to yours, but you are in Greer and I am in Greer. So it could be direct. It could be that you heard my message directly from me to you. We're close enough to do that. Let's see. You're in EM84WW. There's 9 miles between you and me. So 9 miles on 2 meters isn't unheard of. If you press the reverse button while I'm talking, you'll probably be able to hear my voice.
Yeah, the way I did this is I actually went into my software and did a search for your call sign, and it brought up a window which allowed me to do some texting, and that's what I tried to send. And when you sent to me, your text showed up in that same window.
And it doesn't have a way that's readily apparent to reply to that, other than the grayed out push to talk?
Because I'm not seeing it yet.
Okay, well, don't give up. Keep trying. We'll get it figured out. It's a lot of fun. APRs, we used to have, there was a couple that used to stay on the road all the time. They used to do deliveries. And they got APRs text messages running, and then there was about 5 or 6 other hams in the area that got their APR station up and working. And we even all went out and got AVMAP GPSs back in the day before you had cars that had big screens in them like they are now. AVMAP made a big screen that had the ability to overlay APRS symbols on the map. So when you brought up your GPS, and your GPS had a map on it, you could see all the APR stations that were out there. So you could see all the ham radio operators that were around you and how far they were from you. You could send and receive text messages from them. That was before cell phones existed and before it was, you know, a bad idea to be texting and driving. But back before cell phones, we were texting and driving on ham radio all the time.
Times have changed. I think I'm just going to have to try to look up this software help section and see what it says. I'm poking through and I found a list of APRS servers, and I got a check mark next to one that says rotate.aprs2.net and a number. I have to figure that out. Got a bunch of other places from all over the world showing me their location, APRS2.net and a number, so that might be where I'm supposed to select what APRS I'm using.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, you might find that you have to change that. That's, rotate used to be one that rotated over all of the servers that were available in your area. But I think that might have been replaced by one that is noam.apers2.net. I'll send that to you in a text message. But it's the new one that replaced that one, and they're all on the user port that for you and me. It has a lot of different ports, but the port number is the number that's after the colon. That's 14580. So you might want to replace that number, that rotate, with noam.aprs2.net:18580, and that may be the problem. It may be that you're not. You're using the old standard for, or that software, you know, the default for that software is the old standard for the APR servers, and the APR servers were swapped out a few years ago for new APR servers.
So if I understood you right, I should put into my slot APRS2.net and then the number colon 1850 or 18580 to set this thing up?
So it's longer than just APRS. It has a prefix before the first dot. It's noam dot APRS 2 dot NET colon 14580. I'll say that again. NOAM dot APRS 2 dot NET colon 14580. Does you copy that?
You said 14580. Did you mean 18580?
No, it's the user port is 14580. 14580.
I'll take some time and try to get that in there, and I may try to contact you a little later tonight or in a few minutes when I get a chance to do that.
Okay, well, good luck with it. And maybe we've stirred up some interest for some other people to try their luck at APRS. See how they like it. There's so many different things you can do in ham radio, though. There's no telling. There's just tons of things that you can do. Anyway, appreciate it, Stephen. What else can we do for you this evening?
I was thinking about membership in the Blue Ridge Radio Club. How about going about that? What's information on that?
So you can sign up right there on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. There's a form that you fill out and send in. And it's got instructions on how to do all that. You can also join or attend the first Monday of the month. So every first Monday of the month, we have a meeting at 7 p.m. And all the details about how to attend the club meeting are on the club website. And the club website is really easy to remember. It's brars.cc, briars.cc. You just type that in. It's not even www. It just starts with brars.cc, and that's it. And right there on that page, it can guide you to, well, you'll see the instructions right off the bat on how to log into the meeting this Monday night at 7, because this Monday will be the first Monday of the month. And it's a Zoom meeting, so you get to see the faces of all the other people that are ham radio operators and members of the club, and the members of the club get to see you on the Zoom meeting if you, you know, use a laptop with a camera in it. or a cell phone works too, whatever you prefer. That's one way, and then there is a place you can go just poke around on the main menu on the Briars website, and it'll tell you how to apply. You apply. When you apply, then that sends them the information they need to review and vote you in to the club. You have to be voted on, but it's easy to. I don't know anybody that's ever been turned down, so it's easy to get past that. But yeah, go ahead and look at those things on that website. And if you're not busy Monday at 7 p.m., join us for the club meeting.